that Bill F. and Case Ford catch with the kitchen, well, you had a little walk, like, say, 5-10 yeah. foot between the two buildings.
You had a what?
A little walk, a little, you'd build a little walk with planks.
Okay, they and call that a what? You know what a dog trot was, or?
Well, I guess the, what about breezeway? What they meant. Well, kind of like a little breezeway, you know. But then we called it a little walk, a little wooden walk between the two.
Okay. Now, when you got the dishwater done, you step out off the...
Yeah, when you through washing your dishes, you had a certain place you throw that water, you know, away from the... Sometimes walk outside and throw it, and sometimes through the window you'd throw it out. And
okay.
Depended.
If you walked out back, you'd walk on the back what? Out of the back?
Well, walk out of the back of the house, and you had a step. They had wooden steps.
Okay.
And you'd go throw it on the grass.
We'd say the back stoop. You know what that was?
Yeah, well, I guess it meant about that. I don't know too much about how they talk in Alabama or Georgia. I've been to Alabama, and they, about, I guess about 5 years ago, and hell, they were still drawing water with a bucket, you know, with a, there's a snuff. I never did see women, you know, chew snuff, or use snuff, whatever it was. All them old women using snuff.
Where do they put it?
In their mouth, under their teeth, or I don't know where, somewhere, because...
Up
yeah,
close to them.
Yeah. And over here, I never did, I had never seen that, you know, and I hot dog it. Our young kids, instead of smoke, some of them use that, you know. I got two or three of my grandsons, nephews and grandsons. So, oh, that's good. That's better than a cigarette. Wouldn't want to be your wife.
Or they might smoke cigarettes or...
Yeah, well, they said instead of smoke, they'd rather use that.
Do folks smoke any, the big long, you know, the...
Well, a long time ago when I was a little girl, about, I guess, 6, 8, 10 years old, let's say during World War II, or during World War I, my father used to raise tobacco. People over here raised their own tobaccos.
Did he have a bit? He would just raise a little.
Well, some of them would raise it to sell. Let's say, you know what a carrot is? You ever hear talking about a carrot tobacco? They weigh about from 2 to 4 pounds. And a twist, you know what a tobacco twist is? I remember a worming tobacco myself when I was a little child. Pop would plant tobacco, back of the house there, maybe 8-10 rolls of tobacco.
Just a little?
4 or 5 acres, you know, long. Or maybe 3-4 acres long. It's about 4 acres long, about 8-10 rows, and he'd plant that. And he had a tobacco press. He had the press where you got to take them leaves, you got to keep when that's growing up, and then you got to worm it every day, every day, every day to see that not them big worms don't pick your tobacco, because you can't use the ones that pick it. At least it's not good. And then Papa would break that and put them to sun. He'd spread them all out and put them to sun. Then you had to come along and you'd press that and press that and put it. And then he'd put them all in the press. And then he'd come along after they'd be pressed so many days. Then you'd come along. And the last thing I remember when you'd make them big twist. And then he'd undo them twists, and then he'd fold them into a carrot. And all I remember is how he'd place out the carrot, and then he had a rope. And he'd start that rope from the beginning. I don't know how he'd do it, but you'd cord that rope close, you know, close, 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 tight, 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 and then he'd put that under a press or hang it on a press. It's been so long I hardly remember, but I remember when he used to do it. And that's what you'd call a carrot tobacco.
Oh, okay. Now,
and you'd sell that. I mean, there'd be a lot of